Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, that's right. This is the Rose, Rose Colombo. Happy Sunday. It's October 7th, and I'm still on the trail of Judge Kavanaugh versus Dr. Ford. And I have more insight for you today on October 7th. Beautiful day out here on the West Coast. Hope you're having a beautiful day wherever you are in the country or around the world. Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live. We have new information, and it's revealed every day, it seems like, on Judge Kavanaugh, who is currently Justice Kavanaugh. And we want to congratulate Justice Kavanaugh for his confirmation. Tough time they gave him from the Democratic side of the aisle. And he is versing Christine Blasey Ford's allegations of sexual assault that made national news, worldwide news, and appear to have been bogus. If you have been following my commentaries on podcast radio on this particular issue, as a longtime advocate for justice and activist for justice who has helped women across this country and gender bias cases and false allegations, custody cases, family law cases, and so forth, as well as having firsthand experience, unfortunately, then you can understand why I have so much insight into corruption, basically, and victims and the accused. I set up a court monitoring system, and back in the 90s, with people within our community and members of my group, Women Fight Back, and we would watch court cases once a week, and then we discuss them once a month at our meetings. So we've seen a lot, as well as having firsthand experience. So therefore, I suggested to the powers that be, President Trump and Senator Grassley, that the letter was the key evidence in this case. The letter created and sent to Senator Feinstein about July 30th. And I have a radio show that defines that the letter is the key evidence in this case. You may want to listen to it. All shows are archived. You can listen to them at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. Scroll on down and listen to any of my commentaries on this particular issue. And or you can listen to a myriad of topics from romance to sex to the Constitution to the mafia to health and human rights and so forth by experts and authors, which are heard every Wednesday live from noon to 1 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio podcast. You have to check the time in your area or your country. So let's get back to Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh, who's now a Justice Kavanaugh. So after Dr. Ford's ex-boyfriend revealed that her best friend was a lawyer and a former FBI agent of about 24 years who is now retired and lives in Rehoboth, Delaware. She is her lifelong friend who also attended high school with her. So if anyone was going to attend a party 36 years ago with Dr. Ford, it would appear that it would have been Monica McLean, her very best long life friend. But apparently she doesn't have any recollection of such a party or incident either, because she did not come forward as a witness. They were also former roommates, according to the ex-boyfriend. And I suggested that the powers that be investigate Dr. Feinstein's office and the letter. And also the letter that was written allegedly by Monica McLean with 22 other signatures from high school classmates that gave a good characterization of Dr. Ford. And in that letter, it used the phrase civic duty, which I found odd and stuck out in my head. It didn't appear to stick out in anybody else's heads but mine. And so I did a radio show on that because during Dr. Ford's testimony, she used the words civic duty. Never in 25 years or even from my firsthand experience of testifying about false allegations on which false allegations can be about revenge, a vendetta, can be about community assets, it could be about money, it could be about sex, it could be just about anything. But in all those years, regardless of what reason it was for the false allegations, I have never ever seen a witness state that it was her civic duty to come forward and testify. So when I read that those two words in the letter that was included Monica McLean's name that was sent to Congress on behalf of Dr. Ford's character, good character according to them, those two words stuck out in my head, civic duty. And then because of the fact that Dr. Ford testified, she was testifying against Judge Kavanaugh because it was her civic duty. I found that very odd. I don't believe in coincidences. So therefore, when the boyfriend revealed all this information and it got revealed to the public, I was even more intrigued about Monica McLean and Rehoboth, Delaware. Because then I learned that Monica McLean was an attorney, or maybe still is, I don't know. But she was a FBI agent for 24 years, now retired. She retired in 2016, and she lives in Rehoboth, Delaware. So I suggested that the powers that be investigate why did Christine Blasey Ford fly to Rehoboth, Delaware, while she was writing that letter to Senator Feinstein about an alleged sexual assault against her by a federal judge, because she said she was terrified of flying. And so that intrigued me as to why she would, if she was terrified of flying, why would she fly all the way to Rehoboth, Delaware to write a letter to Senator Feinstein, where her best friend, who is a lawyer and a former FBI agent, lives. So I thought they should ask the question, did she visit with Monica McLean? Did she talk to Monica McLean? Did she email her? Did she fax her? Did she write her? Did she stay with her at her house in Rehoboth, Delaware, while she was writing this letter. And while she was in the driveway, according to her testimony in Rehoboth, Delaware, searching for lawyers, after she testified that she didn't know she needed a lawyer. So none of this was adding up in my head anyway. And I thought it was important that they ask these questions in order to get to the truth. It appears that the majority of Americans didn't believe Dr. Ford's story, but some people believe something happened to her. They just don't know what, who, where, why. And neither does she, except that she stated that it was 100% Judge Kavanaugh who sexually assaulted her when she was 17 without any corroboration, and all witnesses testified they did not recall such a party or such an incident. So now we must consider the attorneys, the two attorneys who represented Christine Blasey Ford in this particular national and worldwide case that hit the news. And it could have easily never hit the news, and no one would have ever known about these allegations, this allegation, if Senator Feinstein had turned over the letter immediately to Senator Grassley and the FBI 6 or 7 weeks prior and asked for a confidential investigation that would have stayed behind closed doors. And confidential. Why would Senator Feinstein do that to Christine Blasey Ford? And why would a staff member leak the letter to the press? I mean, the Democrats are the women shouting out that they are supportive of women, women for women, Me Too movements, and all these movements they have going on out there on the Democratic side, stating that they support women. Well, if you support women, then why didn't you turn the letter over for a confidential investigation immediately, knowing that Judge Kavanaugh was coming before Senator Feinstein knew that he was coming before her in 6 or 7 weeks to testify, and she had met with him as well in a meeting prior to the hearings and apparently never mentioned anything about this allegation to him. So this letter was dropped on the GOP at the 11th hour and the Nation and the FBI. And this turned into one of the most embarrassing, horrendous, horrifying job interviews by the United States Senate in all our years of appointing judges to the Supreme Court. It is shameful, totally shameful. So now I believe the FBI is going to question the two attorneys who represented Christine Blasey Ford on this matter. And it's really important because they need to know if they communicated with Senator Feinstein, with Monica McLean, Ford's best friend, who's a lawyer and an attorney, if they had any communication with the journalist, any communication with the witness, Leland Kaiser, and with each other, period. And this investigation is important to the integrity of the Senate and to the Congress and the White House and to the fact that the Democrats declared mob rule and the presumption of guilt. And they believe, apparently, that when a female makes an allegation of sexual abuse, it is an automatic presumption of guilt, despite the fact that they know that they are to uphold the law, which includes due process of law and includes fairness, It includes testimony, witnesses, and equal justice, cooperation. And it includes innocence, not guilt, beyond the shadow of a doubt. So the presumption of guilt by accusation only the Democrats did to Judge Kavanaugh. And this is not the American way, nor is it our constitutional way. So what makes us exceptional in this country is due process of law. If we do not have due process of law and the presumption of innocence versus the presumption of guilt, and that you are not to find an accused person guilty beyond a shadow of a doubt, then we have lost our way, we have lost the American way, and we will become a dictatorship. We will be guilty by mob rule, and we will be guilty presumption of guilt. Now, I find that really interesting because when the Democrats are accused of sexual assault or sexual harassment or rape or any of these other charges, pedophilia, on and on and on, they will definitely deny that America has a right to judge them by mob rule or the presumption of guilt based on accusation only. So it appears that it's a one-way street, that the Democrats have decided that if a female accuses a male of sexual harassment, sexual abuse, that they are to be presumed guilty by accusation only and by mob rule. So this is why we need to have the FBI investigate everyone and everything involved in this matter so we can restore due process of law and the presumption of innocence. And we should not allow mob rule and the presumption of guilt by accusation only, which happens in the state of California should accuse the other spouse, and it's mainly women accusing men of domestic violence. And they have expanded domestic violence to such an extreme that it could be a word or a look that, or some touch or a joke that could be considered sexual harassment. And the police have the police power to arrest the accused based on accusation only in California. And that law, that domestic violence law, was brought forward by Jane Fonda's husband. I can't recall his name right now. But it was him. He was a senator in California. And he decided that based on accusation only, if a female accused a man of domestic violence, and even if it was words only, they had the power to arrest him. And it's my understanding as well that the accuser does not have to appear in court to testify. That leaves the accused, just like in Judge Kavanaugh's case, looking guilty, appearing guilty, and mob rule, and guilty, presumed guilty, based on accusation only. Do you know how many lives are being destroyed? Do you know how many families are being destroyed by this presumption of guilt by accusation only in states like California? And now Judge Kavanaugh is feeling the heat and the destruction it does to the person accused who's innocent and says, I'm innocent. And the burden of proof ends up to be on the accused, not on the accuser. So that is very, very serious when it comes to families, marriage, finances, because if you pick up the phone and you call the police and you accuse your spouse because he said something to you or you're having an argument and you don't want to divorce him and you don't want him to go to jail and he didn't hit you or beat you, but it was words only, you better make sure when you pick up that phone that there's a big possibility, and at least in the state of California, that based on accusation only and presumption of guilt, he could be arrested. What happens when you get arrested? Your reputation gets ruined. You could go to jail. You could be given a big fat fine. You could be on probation. You may be forced to pay for classes. You could lose your job, because now we know everyone can look up every little thing about you, including NASA and the government if they just so choose to do so, because of Obama's OFA law and his organization that set that in place prior to his leaving office in 2016, that anyone, any person can be, any individual can be spied upon in America, which is a total violation of our constitutional right to privacy and what happened to probable cause, what happened to common sense, what happened to due process of law, what happened to the presumption of innocence. I mean, we are going down a very dark, deep rabbit hole that can not only affect us, the average person, with all these elitists and their master's degrees and PhDs and titles and awards, rewards and so forth, who hold themselves above the law, but one day it could come slapping them in the face too, because injustices can come knocking on anybody's back door. It can happen to their sons and daughters. It can happen to their friends. It can happen to their relatives. It can happen to anyone at any time. I actually helped a judge keep her seat on the bench when there was a recall during the O.J. Simpson case, and I was asked to be a member of that committee to oppose the recall, which I did become a member, and my organization, Women Fight Back, did help defend her. Now she is elevated as a presiding judge, and the reason is because we did our homework, and there was no background of any bias cases on her record. And we were in a county that suffered from gender bias in our family law courts. And so we did our homework and we found that this was unjust and not fair, and that she was actually an excellent judge who was objective. So, yes, judges can make a mistake. That doesn't mean they need to be recalled from the bench because they made a mistake. That's up to the commission to seek that out, the judicial commission, to investigate and make a determination. And so most people know very little about the legal system. It remains a mystery to most Americans, and so they are being stirred up by senators for political agendas. And some of those political agendas that you think are beneficial to America, like depopulating the natural-born Americans in America by the millions while flooding our nation with foreigners who overpopulate, will one day come back and bite us, where natural-born Americans will be the minority and the foreigners will be dominating America. So we need to think about those things because they're serious, serious matters. And then we're going to go, I'm going to talk about the attorneys and the Christine Ford's attorneys, actually, in the Judge Kavanaugh versus Dr. Ford.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trial. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Yes, listen up, because now we're going to talk about Christine Ford's lawyer has lawyered up. Now, see this, not only, I'm telling you, this mob rule on stirring up problems and not following the policies and the procedures, not using common sense, justice, fairness, equality for all, leads to mob rule, leads to lynching innocent people, sending them to their deaths, sending them to jail, destroying families, destroying reputations and careers. And even though you are writing the laws or you are approving the laws, you should stop and think, if you are one of those lawmakers or law enforcers, that whatever laws are passed could come back on your back door, come knocking on your back door, and bite you as well, unexpectedly. So nobody is expecting an injustice, but it happens every day. And this article that's reported on Great American Republic says, it is a given that if your lawyer has to lawyer up, then things are not going well for your team. That seems to have just happened for the Dr. Ford team. Her lawyer and retired FBI DOJ special agent, Monica McLean, seems to have been engaged in what could be construed as witness tampering. That is so dangerous, to witness tamper in a case, any case. That is a serious, serious allegation. That is a story that has leaked out and now has a lot of attention. Here is what is known at this time. America now knows that Dr. Ford has her high school friend, longtime friend, the retired lawyer and FBI DOJ special agent, Monica McLean, involved with her and present for her Senate testimony. Thanks to Wall Street Journal reporting, we now find out that lawyer McLean was so integral to the conspiracy that she tried to lean on a key witness to clarify her statements. And I want to remind you that you can look on my podcast and you will find out that I was the one who suggested that the FBI investigate if Dr. Ford flew to Robohos, Delaware, and stayed with her friend, talked with her friend, emailed her, assisted her in writing the letter to Dr. Ford. And because they used to be roommates and they were high school buds and they've known each other for years. So I thought that was very, very important. So I put that out, I think, on October 4th. It says that this has backfired spectacularly and did absolutely no good for Dr. Ford, since the denial of any knowledge about the alleged event from witnesses remained 100% absolute. In fact, on a human level, it was tragic that she threw a childhood friend so under the bus and putting mysterious health issues in play with millions watching. Dr. Ford turns out to be a nasty, expedient person. That bonehead move of Dr. Ford's lawyer, McLean, showed pure desperation and panic to engage in potential witness tampering. That event has now forced Special Agent Monica McLean to retain a personal lawyer for the coming investigation of her. A target's lawyer needing a lawyer was the gold standard of an unofficial measure of investigative achievement that we strove for in our Rules Committee's impeachment inquiry. That congressional investigation was focused on the illegal PRC money flowing into the Clinton administration during 1996. So there you have it. Lawyers are lawyering up because there's a lot of holes and discrepancies, inconsistencies, and inconsistencies in this story, and there will be, there'll There will be more information coming out, no doubt. And I hope they publish the FBI report, because that would be interesting and for public review and public scrutiny. So remember, mob rule and the presumption of guilt by accusation of only is not the American way, is not constitutionally approved. It is outside of the Constitution, and it is outside of any state laws except for the law in California on domestic violence. And I've never agreed with it. I believe his name was Senator Tom Hayes. I said to his face at a hearing where he was speaking and I was speaking, and I stated to him, because he asked me why I opposed it, that it denies due process of law, equal rights to both the accused and the accuser. And it presumes guilt of the guilty of the accused party. And that is not the American way, and that will send more people to jail and break up more families and cause the loss of more jobs and more latchkey kids by the presumption of guilt by accusation only and mob rule with the help of the media and social media. And believe me, this type of mob rule and lynching of an accused person without a fair hearing, without testimony, without witnesses, and without equal justice and without fairness will destroy our Department of Justice. So, God bless you. God bless America. God bless all of our leaders on all sides that they come to the reality and the realization that due process of law is there for a reason and the presumption of innocence is there for the protection of all.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or, if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.